is Terry Wardle. Once again, I welcome you back to Sling Stones. Before we get on with our series, which is entitled A Father's Blessing, well, a couple of announcements, if you will. First, I want to remind you, if you've heard it before, if not, give you this information for the first time, that January 11th to the 14th, 2017, I'll be doing a four-day seminar at Ashland Theological Seminary. It's going to be on formational prayer, a method of deep inner healing for the emotional wounds that are often let unprocessed in our lives. And if you're interested, you can get information about this on the Healing Care Ministries website. You can also contact my assistant, Lynn Lawson. Her email address is llawson1@ashland.edu. It's a seminar that God always blesses, and people receive healing, and more importantly, we gather together in the name of the Lord to worship Him and to learn from Him. So if you're interested, there's some information about an upcoming event that, well, it may end up being part of your journey and blessing you. I also want to mention that in this series that we're doing on A Father's Blessing, that I've referenced before, a resource that I developed called The Dad Connection. The Dad Connection. It's a 12-week program that men can go through together. I've provided a leader's guide, a participant guide, some other resources. More than a few churches are using this as a way to help fathers understand the critical role that they play in the lives of their children. So if you're interested, you can find that on the website also. And may the Lord bless you as you consider to move forward in this theme, A Father's Blessing. When Jesus taught His disciples to pray, there's a line that we want to focus on today because it's so foundational to the notion of a father blessing his sons and daughters. The line is, "Give us this day our daily bread." As soon as we hear and read that scripture, it should bring a number of stories to mind that come out of the narrative of faith in the Bible. Certainly, it reminds us of manna in the wilderness when the children of Israel were wandering on their way to the Holy Land, to the land of milk and honey, that there was a time when they had no food, and God provided manna. Every morning when they would wake up, there would be this substance on the ground that they can then gather and turn into daily bread. And one of the teachings or admonitions, instructions that God gave them was that they were only to take enough for that day. On the day before the Sabbath, they were allowed to take 2 days' worth, but they needed to trust God every day for their daily bread. When Jesus says, "Give us this day our daily bread," it certainly is a reminder of this notion that every single day our Heavenly Father is watching over us and He is willing to provide for us what we need in that day, all of the grace to successfully move through that day. It also reminds me of the story of Jesus in the wilderness. After He had fasted 40 days, He faces the evil one in this great temptation. And one of the earliest statements or temptations that the evil one makes is a temptation for Jesus to turn stones into bread. The evil one knew that Jesus had this great hunger after having fasted 40 days, and the evil one was trying to get Jesus to use His miracle-working power, not for the well-being of others, but for Himself. And Jesus comes right at him and says, quoting the book of Deuteronomy, that people are not meant to live by bread alone, but they are to live out of every word that comes from the Father's mouth, that the Father is able to provide. Now, when Jesus is talking about the Father providing, I am convinced that He's talking about more than simply the physical needs, but the Father wants to be the source of many deep needs that are in our lives, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. And that the notion of daily, to me, says that this is something that a father doesn't do once or once in a while. But every day, a father is to seek a way to provide for what their children need. God says that he feeds the birds and he clothes the lilies. He said this through Jesus, and that's to give us trust in him. It's then to be a model of the way that fathers are to invest deeply in their sons and daughters, that we are to touch the deepest needs that they have through our words, through our actions, and that not a day goes by that there isn't a way in which we seek to substantively bless our children. Again, if you're listening as a father, I hope that this is instructive. For sure, you're listening as a son or a daughter, and I hope it both speaks to you of what the Father in heaven wants to be providing, but also maybe brings up some of the deep wounding that's in our lives that God wants to heal, because it's possible that our Father didn't understand or choose to give us everything that we need, but our Heavenly Father cares. I mentioned to you in one of the other podcasts that to bless means to kneel before. I want to say a little bit more about that as we move forward to today's concept of blessing, which is the blessing of provision. There's a Hebrew word, barak, that means to bless, that comes out of the root word barak. And it's interesting because this word means to enrich. So when we're blessing our children, we're seeking to enrich them. And encapsulated in this word is the notion that this enrichment is something that's physical and spiritual, emotional, that there's a relational enrichment that a father can have with their sons and daughters when they choose to bless them. I mentioned before that the word barak, blessing, means to kneel before, but it has more. It means to serve, to honor, to preference, to defer to someone else's needs. This is part of the important role that God wants fathers to speak to in their children's lives. We're to do this. In the life of our relationship with sons and daughters, and in the life of the relationship our fathers were to have with us, there needs to be this keen sense that a father is there to serve in every possible way, that it's a great act of love that helps bless their sons and daughters, which again means that it builds their self-esteem, their self-image, their self-confidence. It helps them relate better to men and women. It impacts their sense of sexuality. As a father is willing to kneel before their children in very specific ways in order to what? To serve them, to honor them, to show them preference, to show them deference, to enrich their lives in every possible way. As I think about this, I recognize that my own children, who are now adults, need to this day to know that their father is crazy about them, that he thinks of them, and that he's always finding ways to touch them in the deepest needs of their lives. Again, in a previous podcast, I mentioned the notion of core longings. I think God has created people with basic core longings, these deep inner emotional needs that are to be met in God, and that God wants to use fathers as a channel of touching these deep needs. That a father is to be a means of God's grace. Did you hear that? A father is to be a means of grace, a channel of God's grace, so that what God truly wants to do in the life of a son and daughter can be done through the ministry, through the blessing that a father brings to his children. Now, when I'm teaching about this, and this was influenced by Dr. Anne Halley, I lift up basically six core longings that are present in our lives. The longing to be loved, the longing to feel safe and secure, the longing to be understood as unique, the longing of significance, that a person matters, the longing for purpose, and the longing to be accepted and belong. Now, I am convinced, absolutely convinced, that fathers are called by God to lay a foundation for all of these core longings in the lives of their sons and daughters. It's a relational process that as a father relates to sons and daughters, that God uses that relationship to secure these deep longings in their lives. Many of us as sons and daughters, adult sons and daughters, still feel insecure, wonder if anybody loves us, working hard to try to find our place in the world, wondering if we matter. And this often happens because a father didn't embrace the responsibility that they had to speak daily bread into these deep inner issues of a child's life. This is something that we need to be thinking seriously about. Now, if you're a son or a daughter that didn't receive this, the good news is that God still wants to provide these for you. And if we call out to Him, we will begin to see not only the healing of what could be called the dad wound, but a great strengthening and provision that our Father in heaven will make for us in order that we can have these blessings. Now again, why are these blessings so important? Because they impact self-esteem, they impact self-confidence, they impact the degree to which we're willing to take risks in the world. And so this becomes something that it matters. It matters clear into today. You know, the deepest needs of our lives are needs that are far more emotional and psychological than they are physical. Yes, we have physical needs, and we need our literal daily bread. But these other needs, the need to be loved, to be belonging, these are profoundly important when it comes to shaping who we are. You know, many times fathers are so busy or so disconnected from their children that their sons and daughters begin to try to find the satisfaction of these needs through their peers. It wasn't supposed to be that way. Not only do they seek to find satisfaction through their peers, they'll modify their behavior if necessary to get a sense of love, to get a sense of belonging. And that's where deep trouble comes. That's when all of a sudden sons and daughters make very bad choices, choices that can impact them for the rest of their lives, when really all that they were longing for is to know that they mattered, that they were special, that they were loved. This is the role of a father. A father should never relegate the role of speaking into children's lives, to peers, or to other people. We are to become a channel of what the Heavenly Father wants to bring, the grace giftings that are come from His throne, but move through us to our children. Have any of you ever heard of reverse psychology? There are times in my life where people very important in my development determined that they would use reverse psychology. Now, reverse psychology means that I'm going to say something negative or I'm going to do some type of withholding, believing that it's going to build confidence in you. I don't believe withholding, especially in the area of these core longings, builds any confidence whatsoever. I think it increases insecurity. I remember at one point in my life, I was trying to accomplish something, and it was difficult, and one of the people that were to be speaking into my life started saying, I know you can't do this. You're not smart enough for that. We're going to let someone else do it. You're just unable. Now, in their mind, they were using reverse psychology, and what they did was they instilled a tremendous amount of anger inside of me, and yes, welling up inside of me was, I'll show you. And then maybe to some degree, that anger empowered me to move forward to do the thing that they were wanting me to do, but there was little celebration on the other end because what I received was a message that they didn't believe I was capable. They didn't believe I was able. That's the notion of reverse psychology. That's not God's psychology. God's psychology is to provide us with daily bread. And he wants fathers to lift up that role in the lives of their sons and daughters, speaking into them the wonder of who they are, that the party didn't begin till they arrived, that they have abilities that they haven't even tapped at this point, that they are valued, that they matter. Every day when you have small children, dads, this is something that you need to be consciously doing, finding a way to speak into them, thinking about what can I do today that lets them know they're loved? What's the small thing or the great thing that I could do that lets them know that they are safe under my care? What can I do to give them a sense of significance and purpose in life? Dads, again, I want to say this if you're listening. This is something that needs to be happening whether your child is 8 or 88. Now, when children are little, they need it every day. But do you know that even when they grow, as often as you are able, no matter how old they are or you are, they need to know that in your eyes, they are significant. Whether that's a note or a phone call or any other way that you can do it, there needs to be some way in which you're communicating this to your children. They're never too old for you to engage with. They never can know enough the degree to which they are special and they are loved. Expressing love, being present, these touch the deepest psychological needs of sons and daughters. Now, this is our fifth session on a father's blessing, and this is the fourth blessing that we're looking at. So I'm hoping that if you are a father, that there's been specific ways in which you've been acting toward your children according to the blessings we've spoken to. The blessing of intimacy, have you drawn close to them? Have you assured them of love? The blessing of presence, have they seen you watching them and being available to them and setting aside something that might have been on your agenda in order to move forward to touch them? Have you been honoring them, providing them with a sense of authority that reflects the anointing of God on your life? Well, today, the Father's blessing that we're talking about is the willingness to provide for your children. Now, I'm sure some of you can say right away, I did this or I'm doing that because I had a job and I made sure there was food on the table. I know that's something that was said to me once. Well, I may have not done much, but I certainly went to work and provided food. Well, that's something. It's something important. It does address one of the core longings, the core longing of security, of having some sense of safety. But it is not the most important of all longings. All these longings are equally important. And as a father, we have to find ways to speak love, to let sons and daughters know they matter, they're important, to make sure that they're aware that no matter how old we are or they are, we're watching over them, and that we want to call forth the unique gifts that are inside of them. That's the role that a father is to play. Now, if you are a dad, you may be saying right now, this is a heavy load. I'm not sure I can bear it. That's right. That's why the Holy Spirit is within us. That's why Paul told us in Philippians 4 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That if we admit our weaknesses, areas in which we're really not so clued into what we can do, that God will come and he will touch us and he will enable us to fulfill all the grace that we need to give to our sons and daughters. So I hope that you're hearing this today and that you're willing, if you're a dad, to move forward with it. Now, what about for the rest of us? Well, let me say that if you think about the way your own father invested in your life, there may be very positive things that your dad did. And if they are, I hope you'll give thanks to the Lord for that. And it may be worth you spending a moment in a text message or a call or an email or a note to tell your dad that you're grateful for what they did. Even if there are many things that dad didn't do, never underestimate the power of gratitude. Your willingness to think about what your dad may have done can unlock some kind of grace gifting within yourself. But there are also many people that are walking around with a dad wound because, for whatever reason, their father didn't choose to bless them, didn't choose to speak into them, didn't choose to become a channel of God's grace, instilling this deep sense of love and belonging and security and purpose and understanding and acceptance. And if that's the case, there can be deep wounds in our lives. There also can be reactions that we made to the absence of that that were, if you will, sinful behaviors. I know I made choices seeking to experience love, seeking to be accepted, that really were outside of what God would have had me do. But I did it often because there wasn't someone speaking that into my life. Still my responsibility to go before the Lord to ask for freedom and forgiveness for the things I've done. But God wants to do more than give us forgiveness. I believe that God wants to meet the deepest needs of our lives. There are still Father blessings that can be spoken over us that we can receive. So if you're interested, once again, just place your hand on your heart, and I want to speak a prayer over you today. Our Father in heaven, we come in Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, and we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help shape this prayer. We live in a broken world, and as a result of that, many of us are broken people. And there are many sons and daughters that walk with deep wounding because their own fathers did not choose into the role of being a channel of your deep blessings. Father, we pray that you'd forgive us for all the ways we sought things other than you to fulfill that need. And now we pray that you would heal the father wound inside. Hear these words from a father. I am your father, your father, and I watch over you every single day. I am present around you in even the smallest of things, and I brag on you in heavenly places. Know this, you belong to me and you matter. I sent my son to cross a universe because of my love for you. I do watch over you, even in this very difficult world where trials face you day by day. I want you to know, as my son or my daughter, I call forth in you the unique gifts. You are significant, not simply to me, but to this world. Let me unleash the gift of you, that you might step into this world as the work of art I have made you. You are precious. You are important. And you matter. And now, may you imagine my hand being laid on your head as I speak a father's blessing over you. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Yeah.